Parshas Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. It's a lot to do. Achrei Mois, Shnei Bnei Aaron, which the story already happened in Parshas Shmini, and then because of that, the Torah is now telling us the Dinam of Yom Kippur. There's a medrash that there's a connection, Loma Nismacha Misa Shnei Bnei Aaron, to Parshas Yom Kippur, Velametcha, that Misa Sadikim is Mechaper Azevi Yom Kippur. So there's an interesting vort from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. The Gemara says that B'shas Petira of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Nofal Piskam in Shemaya, a peta came down and said, Kol mi shahoye bashkafta de Rebbe mezuman l'chayel ma'bo. Whoever was by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, now his levaya is mezuman l'chayel ma'bo. So he says, why dafka by Rabbeinu HaKadosh was there this bechina that the peta came down and said, everyone zoicha to a kaparis? He says, Meredek, it says here that there's a connection between Misa Sadikin, that it's Mechaper, and Yom Kippur, that's Mechaper. By Yom Kippur, it's Yodua, the Gemara in Yuma, there's a Machloikis. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe holds, Itzuma Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. Rebbe holds that you don't need even to do tshuva. The Itzuma Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. And the Rabbanan hold, no, the Yom Kippur is only Mechaper together with tshuva. Shtel Tzachvar, says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, if there's a tzustel that Misa Sadikim is Mechaper like Yom Kippur, it should be the same bechina that when Misa Sadikim is Mechaper, it's not the Etzem Misa Sadikim. The Misa Sadikim is Ma'ari, and then Yechayzer B'tshuva, and then the Tshuva does. Of a Rebbe L'shitasoi, Rebbe who holds that Itzuma Shel Yoyim is Mechaper, so L'shitasoi, Misa Sadikim, Kama Yom Kippur, is the Itzuma Shel Misa Sadikim. Kol Misha Bashkafta Debe Rebbe, even if you weren't by the Levaya. Even if you weren't the Yechayzer B'tshuva, the Etzem being by the Levaya. Now we know the emes is, there's a big stira about what exactly happened by the Misa Shnei B'nai Aaron. In Parsha Shmini it says, Vateitei Eish Milifnei Hashem, Vatoichal Oysom. The Balaturim already over there is Ma'ir that Oysom is Mole with a Vav. It's a remes for six different Nekudas that maybe was by Misa B'nai Aaron, either B'hakrivam Eish Zora, or the Gemara in Erevin says they were Hayru Halacha B'fnei Rabbam, Erevin Samach Gimel. There's another pshat, Chazal bring that it was a Shtuya Yayin, that's why afterwards it tells Aaron about Shtuya Yayin. Another shot is said.
You know what this is?
Banim loyhayu lahem. Another shot is there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that nosnu einayim biparnosos. Another shot is loynotlu eitza. So there's various pshat on what exactly happened by the Bnei Aaron. Now it's interesting, there's a part from Rav Shamshon Ashtapoli. It says, Acharei Mois, Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekarvosim Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by Akasha. Even someone that's on a very, very high level, we know that there's a Zazam Musik by Chanoich and Elio Hanavi, they were so on a high matrega, but they went up to Shamayim, Ba'oidam Bachayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered, why did not one of you have to die? Why was it Acharei Mois, Shnei Bnei Aaron? And the answer is, Moiridik, Bikarvosom Lifnei Hashem, they went even closer, whatever the Bechina was, but happened by Chanoich and Elio, by them it was even closer. It was Bikarvosom Lifnei Hashem to such a level that it requires that it has to be by Yamusa. Sometimes a person comes so close, that's Mises Nashika, he's Mischaber Na'ifin, that he has to be Misnatik from his Guf. There's a story I so brought down, the Sefer Birkas Avram, from Dovin Mibachach, he brings a Sipur Nifla from the Ramah Mifano. The Ramah Mifano had a tkufa every single day where he would be misboided on a very, very high level of ruchnis, and he knew that it would come to a level, it would be ready, it would be misnatik from his neshama. He had a shamish, that the tafkid of that shamish was every day after a certain amount of time to stop him from this avoida. And one time there was a fire in the shtot, and there was a big behola, and the guy got came late, and that was Ramah Mifano was nifter, the karvosam of Hashem. So it's a scary zach. It's the emesis we know, Moshe Rabbeinu only saw 49, was massive 49 levels of Chochmas Elikim, Vatachsereu Ma'atme Elikim. He didn't get to the 50th level. The emesis, he got to the 50th level. He was Nifter, Biyoim Pti Rosoi, he was Nifter, and it says he went up to Har Nivoi. Nivoi, Nun Boy. On that day, he hit the 50th level. The 50th level is not Shaykh in this world. The day he was Nifter, he went up to Har Nun Boy. Bikarvosom lefnei Hashem vayamusa roshatevis yoivol. That's that bechina. They got to the shar hachamishim. Bikarvosom lefnei Hashem vayamusa. They got to the shtar, to the shar hachamishim. I saw the svarim bring down. It says they were shtuye yayin. Yain is a yud and a nun. The yud is Yitzias Mitzrayim. At the other end of the yud is Matan Torah. In the middle is the nun. The nun, the Shaar Chamishim, the 50 levels. We're exactly at, what is it called? The half point leads up from the Tzfiras Ha'Omer. We're going trying to get the Chamishim. Hayoyim, Chamisha Ve'eshim Yoyim. Exactly at the middle of the 50, and we have to carry on. Now the Torah says, when it's saying about Yom Kippur, it says, Al Yavoy B'chal Eisel HaKoydesh. Even Aaron HaKoyen could only go into the Beis HaMikdash once a year, and there's a Meir de Gevar that's brought down that Reb Shloim Haiman used to say over from Reb Chaim Oizer, who used to say over from Reb Yisrael Salanter. Meir de Gezachte. We know Chazal say, Yikarahim Mepninim, Torah is more yakar than pninim. Kipshuta, it means more than a pearl, than a precious stone. Aba Chazal Darshan, Yikarahim Mepninim, Mikoyim Godol, Shenichnas Tafnai V'lefnim. So they said, B'Shem HaHaimin, B'Shem Rav Chaim Oizer, B'Shem Rav Yisrael Salanter, the Kohen Gadol is the holiest person on Yom Kippur, the holiest day, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the holiest place. Meaning this Man, Mokoyim, and Nefesh. And here we have Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, B'Kodesh Kedoshim, Yikarehim Epninim. Chaim Yankel, by the Stender that's learning Torah, is Yikarehim Epninim. Torah is even more yakar than the Kohen Gadol Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. You know, Rav Shlomo Zalman once said, he was in a sicha, he said that why didn't Chazal just learn Yikarehim Epnina means that the Torah is more yakar than a precious Pnina. It's also a Givaldic statement. So he said, Teretz is not a garnish. What's a diamond? It's not even bar plukte. To say that it's yoker more than the Kohen Gadol Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, that's already a statement. That's saying something. Aber mipnina, no, was it does. So a very mechubedik yahaloman, someone that works in diamonds, came over to Shlomo Zalman after the shmooze and he said, the mechila, I think the Rav Bechlal doesn't know what it means like a diamond. He says, the mechila, I think you don't know what is a daf gemara. Ad kan the maisa. Now, there's a Mesoira from the Gra, and there's other sources to this also in the Medrash, that when it says, Bezois Yovei Aaron al HaKodesh, that lav dafka on Yom Kippur, but any time the Kohen Gadol, or maybe dafka Aaron HaKohen, chooses to do this avoida, what's mentioned here in Parshas Achrei Mois, he's allowed to go and make the avoidas p'nai l'fnai v'lefnim, and do the avoida. The Pashtas, if he would choose to do this, it would only be the karbonis that are mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mois. The various karbonis that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas of Yom Kippur would not apply. It's not Yom Kippur, it's a Tuesday in Shvat, then he's choosing to do this. But those avoidas, he would be able to do the avoidas p'nim of Yom Kippur. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Taima Dekra, in the Chumash, he's medayik that the Pasuk starts off Vayadaber Hashem al Moshe, and then Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and he wants to say that there's two different things going on over here. There's the parsha that's Ledoiris for Yom Kippur, and there's Bezunda, there's the parsha of that Aaron specifically could do this avoida even not on Yom Kippur. I saw a very interesting chiddush the stipler brings based on this to say pshat in the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara says that if the Kohen Gadol is machter the Ketoiris on Yom Kippur, mechusser samemonim, if he's machter the special avoidas akteris of Yom Kippur, missing one of the ingredients, so yichayiv misa. Fret the Gemara over there in Yuma. Why do you have to say he's chayiv misa? Because he brought the Ketoiris in an oifen that it's mechusser one of the samemonim. He's chayiv misa anyways because he did biur reikonis. He went into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh Kedoshim, umzist. Stamazay, you're not allowed to go in there. Stamazay. So why do you have to say Yechayiv Misa? Because you brought the Ketoris missing one of the Samemonim. If you're missing one of the Samemonim, then you didn't do it correctly, then Yechayiv Misa anyways, as be a reikonis. As I frak the Gemara. Entered the Gemara, an interesting Ukimta, he brought in two sets of Ketoris. One, Richtig, and a Bezunder one also, missing an ingredient. So Al Stadin of B.R.A. Connors. He's not doing B.R.A. Connors. He actually is going in with a full set, a full deck of Ketoris the way it's supposed to be. Besides that, there's also another set that's missing a Samim on him. For that, he's Chayiv Misa. As I said to Gemara. Inami, the Gemara says, he's Makriv, a Mechusser Samim on him, but he was a Shoigig on the B.R.A. Connors. He's amazing on the Mechusser Samim on him. Frek the Stipler, we're talking, it's Yom Kippur. if this guy brought in two sets of ketores and another one was mechusar samamonim, he's chayiv because he made a fire on Yom Kippur, havara shaloi letzayrach. So he's chayiv koras on that. And he has a whole pilpul based on the Shagas Ari and Siman Ayin Aleph. If Yom Kippur is like Yontif, benigay that b'diyeved havara shaloi letzayrach is not going to be chayiv. He has a whole shtickle. And then he says, no, it wasn't Yom Kippur. It was a Tuesday in Shvat. He's doing this b'zois yovei Aaron b'china, not the Yom Kippur that he did. So as havara, it wasn't Yom Kippur. But you still have to have the shakmatari of the Gemara that he was either doing b'irei konis, or he was doing the ketores mechusar samamonim. It's interesting. The Meshech Chochma writes over here. He also brings this idea from the Goyin and the Medrash that there's a concept that even not on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol could do it. He said it's not any Kohen Gadol. It's dafka Aroin. But he says it's not about an Aroin. It's a word because in the Arboyim Shona in the Midbar there was the Anani Akavoid. And Bezois Yovei Aroin, it's Ki Be'onon Eroa El Akapoyres. In the Arboyim Shona of the Midbar, maybe even Eliezer Ben Aroin in the last few months from Chodesh Av until they entered Eretz Yisrael, there was Anani Akavoid. First they went away, but then they came back. Anani Akavoid. Gemara says in Tainus. So maybe also Eliezer could do this avoid even out on Yom Kippur. It's not a din in Aaron, it's a din in the Arboim Shon of the Midbar that there were Anani Kavid. Now again, I was Meramis before. You probably wouldn't on Tuesday in Shvat when you're bringing this avoidah, you would do all the detailed avoidahs, what's mentioned in Parshas Acharei Mois. But you would not be Makriv, the Par Ayil Shiva Kvosim of the Parshas Pinchas. Now it's fascinating. There's an Ayil mentioned here in Parshas Acharei Mois. And it's a machloikis tanoim in Yuma. If the ayil mentioned in Achrei Mois is the ayil of Par ayil shebekvasim, or it's a different ayil. If it's who ayil shall par shall chumish pikudim, it's a machloikis tanoim. Those that know the sugya in Yuma, makshim ha'ayilim. I think the Rishonim shtalan already. Like the tzad that it's a different ayil. I understand it's mentioned over here, but if it's not a separate ayil, it's yena ayil of Par ayil shebekvasim. The Par and the shebekvasim aren't mentioned here. Why would the ayil be mentioned? It's not a different ayil. It's yena ayil. Vareno, a chiddush. The ayil is mentioned here because if he chooses to do the avodah on Tuesday in Shvat, to do the avodah, the ayil he brings. Grada when it's on Yom Kippur, it's vayter. It's not a different ayil. It's the par ayil of Shiva Kvasim. Over the ayil he'll bring, as the Acharei Mois, the Kedin. Now, there's a lot of other things in Parshas Acharei Mois, but we're going to move on to Parshas Kedoshim. It's interesting, there are some Parshas that we spoke about this a lot, Rav Tzadok talks about it a lot of times, that the names of the Parshas that we have, the Mesorah of our Minig, it's not Stam. Those are names. There's an Oymek, right? Parshas Toldos is Toldos, and Parshas Noach is not called Parshas Toldos. Toldos Noach. It's called Noach. There's reason for each Parsha. But it's interesting, they note that there are certain Parshas that have two names. Lech Lecha, Chayei Sora, it's not Parshas Sora. Parshas Kisisa, Kiteitze, Kitavoi. Parshas Achrei Mois, the Oil of Noach to call it. And also Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu is actually Mefershe Gemara. Zvachim Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara says, when it's quoting the Pesukim Lagavi Pigal, it says, Kedichsiv B'Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu. That's the name of the, as I say in Gemara, it's called, the name of the Parsha is Kedoshim Tiyu. So we have actually, this week is four names. We have Achrei Mois Kedoshim Tiyu. And there's a lot of sugyas in Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu. The Ezra sugya is, we'll touch a little bit, some of the big sugyas that are here, Vilif Pasuk Perak Yates Pasuk Yadalet, Vilifnei Iver, Leisitein Michshol. Now in the Lava of Vilifnei Iver, there are Kama, various facets. Avada, like most Rishonim, ain mikri yotzei midei pshutoi, and if you put a stumbling block in front of a person who is blind, you're over this lav. Are you only over this lav if he actually trips and falls and hurts himself, or for the attempt? Is also nechlo kubazeh the achroinim, maybe even there's mikri yotzei Rishonim about it, but that's one facet of lifting iver, putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. We know that Chazal say it's also, it's usser, and you'll overlap the raisa if you give someone bad advice. Once again, nechaku, it's only if the bad advice actually feared ois and he got messed up from the bad advice, or no, etzem giving the bad advice even if nothing happened to him in the end. As a matter of fact, maisim b'chol yoyim, you give someone bad advice with bad intentions, and dafka the advice you gave, the nahapachu turns into good. So then he has to sell you yashakoyach, or you were over lifnei iver, or maybe both. But al-Kapanim, that's the second lifnei iver. There's pshutei shel mikra, there's loseis eitzara, but we know that there's many gemaras which say, to help someone do an aveira, ha-moishit, Avram and Hachai, or kois yayin, l'nazir, or helping someone out do an aveira, is also lifnei iver. Now, kipshuta, those are three different facets of lifnei iver. Literally a stumbling block, bad advice, and michshol b'chet. You could say, it's not a different thing, to give someone Avram and Achai is bad advice. To give a yayin to a nazir is bad advice. Maybe it's not a different facet, but there's a big raid in the Achroinim. Rabbi Elchanan brings in Kovet Shiurim in Psachim. Rabbi Chaim Oizer talks about this in Achiezer. This word is also brought down in many places from the Ponovij Rav. That no, there's a different inyan of the fact that you machshel someone in chet, but I'll take it to an extreme. It's interesting. There's a diyak in the Sefer HaChinuch that lifnei iver is only from a yid to another yid. To give bad advice is, it's also to give bad advice to a yid. But there's no lifnei iver to a goy. And the pella is, it's a mefurishah gemara. Hamoishet eivir min hachai leben noyach. The gemara says to give eivir min hachai to a ben noyach. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs ben noyach is eivir min hachai. You're oivir lifnei iver. Mamash astira, astira. Akasha, the gemara says that there's lifnei iver even to a goy. And the chinuch says lifnei iver only to a yid. And these achrayim want to say a text like this. The lifnei iver, that's a ben odom lechaveiroi, that's an avla that you gave him bad advice. That's only to a yid. But the lifnei iver of michshol b'chet is a different gather. The lifnei iver of michshol b'chet is that you're stelling tzu to that aveira. It's a ben odom lemokoy mazah. It's your meshech shayich to the aveira that he ended up doing. That marba aveira boilam. That is even to a benoyach, because it's not als the avla of lifnei iver is only when you're doing it to a yid. But the lifnei iver of michshol b'chet is already shayich even by goy. But you could take this word further. Are you getting malchus for lifnei iver? The Rishonim all speak out that you don't get malchus on lifnei iver. The Sefer Achinuch actually says it's because it's a lav she'ein by maisa, which is interesting. I could describe a case when you did it al yedei maisa, right? There's a big shaila whether a lav she'ein by maisa, when you grada did it in the oifen of maisa, when do you consider a lav she'ein by maisa? But the Ritva in Yevamis Daf Pei Dalet says a different reason. He also says you don't get malchus on lifnei iver, but his reason why you don't get malchus is because it's a lav shebecholos. What does it mean? It's a lav shebecholos. There's a concept. It's rather in this week's parsha also. It's loisoichlo al adam. It's also the Chazal learned six different things from there. It's called a lav shebecholos. You can now eat before davening. You can now eat a carbon before zrika and various other. Yeah, Bezdin's now eat when they pass mundini nefashos. All from the same pasuk. Maybe we'll get to that moment. But the Ritva says that lifnei iver is a lav shebecholos. Why is the Ritva saying that lifnei iver is a lav shebecholos? Which various oifanim is there in lifnei iver? So the Velt Nemzon, what we mentioned already before, that lifnei iver has three facets. Literally a stumbling block to a blind person, bad advice, and michshol b'chet. But again, l'chayra, it's really one. It's bad advice. It's bad advice for a blind person to go when there's a stumbling block. It's bad advice to get bad advice, and it's bad advice to give someone Avram and Achai. But if you touch up that the lifnei iver of bad advice is one inyan, and the lifnei iver of michshol b'chet is a different, you saw it, the proba that even a benoyach has it, but it's one of that. It's a different gather. It's mar b'chet b'oilam. That's called lav shebecholos. But this Ritva and Yevamis, the Shver Zatzal in the Hagoyis on the Ritva and Yevamis, he says a different pshat in what it means, this lav shebecholos. He says, since we're already saying from this, on the Ponovij Rav, this raid, that the lifnei iver of chet is not stam of ben odom l'chaveri, the avla to the other guy. It's shtelling tzu to chet. You know how many facets lifnei iver has? 613. Because the lifnei iver of Shabbos is Shabbosdik. A lifnei iver of Avodah Zorah is Avodah Zorahdik. He wants to shtel tzu, there's a different rit for that. Lifnei iver of Gili Arayis, it's Avazrai da Gili Arayis. It's in that facet. That's what it means, this lav shebecholos. That lifnei iver is broken into so many different facets. There's a Gemara Kedushin, still continuing on lifnei iver. The Gemara says, Rav Huna kara shirai ba'anpei rabba brei. Rav Huna ripped up a fancy article of clothes in front of his son. Omar, he said to himself, Ezel echzi I rosach ilay rosach. Let me test my son, Rabba bar Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna is testing his son Rabba by ripping up an article of clothes. Not so pashit, it's valtashkes. But he ripping it up, he wants to test him if he's angry. Frek to Gemara. V'dilma rosach v'ka'avar alefnei iver le'sitei michshol. Maybe his son is going to get angry, and then he's going to be nichshal in embarrassing his father, and it's going to be kibud av, pagam and kibud av, and it's lifnei iver to his son. Maybe he'll get angry. Interesting. If he doesn't, it's fine. But if the Iver is only if the result happened, but maybe he will get angry and that's what will happen. And for the Gemara, the Machalei LiYikari, Rav Huna was already Meichel on his Kavod. He was Meichel on his Kavod. In fact, Rabbi Saul Salanter. So maybe Rabbi, the son, wasn't Nichshel in Kibur Av because the father was Meichel on his Kavod. But he got angry. Midos. Kas. Shteita, there's no lifli Iver on Midos. It's a part. He's sorry, it's an omat v'shteita. But that's what he says. He says, you see, the Gemara was only worried that the lifli Iver is that he's going to be Machshel his son in Kibbut Av, that he's going to scream at his father, embarrass his father. And the Gemara said that he avoided by being Meichel in advance. But then the Gemara continues, what about you doing Bal Tashchis? So the Gemara says, don't worry, he ripped the Beged on the seam where it can get fixed up. In fact, the Gemara, maybe that's why his son didn't get angry. Says the Gemara, his son was already like at the edge. He didn't notice about the seam. That's the Shakla Vatari. But again, you see in this Gemara, first thing you say that there's no Lifnei Iver on Midas. Another thing is the Gemara says it's maybe he'll be Machshelin. And even if not, but the Lifnei Iver is the Etzem putting it out. You see that the Lifnei Iver is only if the result happened. Another thing, the Achrayim L'chayra, they should bring a Raya. They bring a Raya that there's Lifnei Iver even on a Mitzvah's essay. There are those that wanted to say that Lifnei Iver of a Chet is only Lifnei Iver on a Lav. You see from here that there's Lifnei Iver even on an essay, because over here the Lifnei Iver is on Kibbut Av. And the Achrayim bring this Raya. Now, there's another Raya that Achrayim bring that there's Lifnei Iver even on a Mitzvah's essay is from the Sugya in Gittin, Daf Yud, where over there about Kusi, whether a Kusi is Machben on Lifnei Iver, and the Kusi is giving you matzahs that aren't, not that they're chametz, the Gemara of Avraham, that's not an issue, but he's giving you matzahs that aren't Shmura matzah, that he's going to be Machshel, you're not going to be Yotzeh the Mitzvah of Matzah. So Lechera, there also it's a Raya that there's Lifnei Iver even on a Mitzvah's essay, although there's an Einfall over there. No, when the Kusi is giving you matzah that's not kosher or shmura matzah, he's being machshel you in the aveira. You're going to make a brachal of atala. You're going to make a asher kitchanu the mitzvah of itzivanu al achilas matzah. Not the hamoitzi against the matzah, but you're going to make a bracha al achilas matzah, and it's a brachal of atala. So over there, it's a lifnei iver on the lav as well. Now there's one more detail over there. It's interesting. It says Rav Huna ripped the clothes. He wanted to test his son. Frek the Gemara, what, maybe his son will get angry. And be nitzel and kibbut av. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna was Michael on his covet. Zok Toistus over there. Tzorich loymar. That Rav Huna already in advance had already told his son, Baifun Kalali, that he's Michael on his covet. Because if Rav Huna was not Maidia, his son, prior to this event, that he's Michael on, he said, by the way, you should, not he tells him, I'm going to rip a clothes. Then he's going to ruin the test. But if he hadn't told him in advance that he's going to be Meichel on his Kavod, then he's still being Machshel in his son, because it's like Niskaven Lechel Basar Chazir Ba'olsa B'yadi Basar Tle. Rabbah thinks that he's being Nishel in Kibbut Av, even though he's not, because his father's Meichel, but he thinks he is, and that's also a problem. It's Niskaven Lechel Basar Chazir Ba'olsa B'yadi Basar Tle. That's an interesting Chiddush. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman brings a Chiddush Ladina from this Tosis. In Hilchas Yichud is a concept that when it's baila ba'ir, in certain, I find, we're not going into all the details, but certain specific situations of yichud is yet or not a problem depending if it's baila ba'ir. Now, let's say you have an isha, or it's baila ba'ir, but she has a meeting with a certain yid who's not exactly such a tzaddik. He's not machbid on these halachas. He wouldn't have cared, even if it's not baila ba'ir, to be in that situation specifically that baila ba'ir allows. Now, she knows it's fine, because it's Baila Ba'ir. She knows. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, she has to tell him, you should know Baila Ba'ir. Because if not, he's not being Nichshal literally, because it's Baila Ba'ir, but he thinks he's being Nichshal, and she's over Lifnei Iver on being Machshal him. And Tosfos says over here in Kedushin that Rav Huna had to tell Rabbah in advance that it's not a problem of Kibbut Av. So similarly over here, she has to be Maidia him. Whatever you do, the situation of Yichud we're in, don't think it's Stam. It's because by Levir. She has to tell him otherwise, not that he's Be'etzem Nichshel, but he's being over in Niskaven Lechel Basar Chazir V'Alsa B'Yadi Basar Tleh. And she's being over in Lifnei Iver of that Inyan. As I come twice. Now, there's a Gemara that in Chagiga that says, Ein Moisrin Divrei Torah La'akum. You're not allowed to teach a Goy Torah. Because it says, Mishpatim Baal Yedo'um, and we learn it from a Pasuk, you're not allowed to teach a Goy Torah. Fret Tosfos in Chagiga. Why do you need a Pasuk that you're not allowed to teach a guy Torah. We know there's a din that a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, my Rasha kihilas Yaakov, and Chazal Parshan, al tikri my Rasha ela my Rasha, or it's either my Rasha. Let me see if it's understanding. If we can help out, thank you. Either my Rasha is a lashon of my Rasha that is like Eshes Ish. You understood? I could speak English if you want. I'll tikri my Rasha. So it's either that you're being nichshel in Eshes Ish, or it's gezel. So it's usher for a guy to learn Torah. So the kash is, if it's usher for a guy to learn Torah, why do I need a special bazunder pasuk? That it's usher for a yid to teach a guy Torah. Of course it's usher to teach a guy Torah. Hare, it's usher for a guy to learn Torah. And when the yid is teaching him Torah, he's being oiver, lifneiver, to the guy. And there's lifneiver to a guy as well. That's Tosfos' kasha. And for Tosfos, you know why you need the pasuk? It's going in a case, careful, listen to the Lashon of Tosfos, it's going in a case when if this Yid wouldn't teach the guy Torah, a different guy would teach him Torah anyways. A different guy would teach him Torah anyways. And therefore, hold the cheshbon, we know, the Marshal, what's the classic with Neivor of Chet? You give him Eivor min Hachai. You give him Yayin. The Gemara says that's only if the food or the drink that's Osir is on the other side of the river. But if it's on the same side of the river anyways, and he could anyways get it, you're not doing with Neivor. You're only Ivar Lifna Ivar if it's betray Ivar Denara. He wouldn't have had access to it. Zab Taisvis, the same thing over here. When the Yid is teaching the guy Torah, we're going in a case that a different guy would have taught him anyways. A different guy would have taught him anyways. So you're not being Ivar Lifna Ivar. And still you're not allowed to teach him. Because that's the other thing, that it's usher for a Yid to teach a guy Torah, Mishpat Bal Yidoyim. Frek the Mishlam Elach and the Menchaschinach and all the Achrayim. Why did Tosfos say the case is that a different guy would have taught him Torah? Say that the case is a different Yid would have taught him Torah. So Pasha, who's going to be the Yid that's going to teach him Torah? It's us. But why did Tosfos say guy? So they say, Moira de Kazach. If the only situation would be is that a different Yid would have taught him Torah, then whichever Yid teaches him Torah is Ivar Lifnei Ivar. It's only because he would have done it with a guy and it would have avoided it in Gansen, then it would have been Mutter. There's one other halacha that I'll be teaching Torah, also interesting, Maisa. The Gemara says that the emes, you're only allowed to teach Torah b'chinam. You're not allowed to teach Torah b'schar. This day, the malamet tinoikas could take schar is either because he's babysitting, shimor, or because he's teaching them pisuk taimim, according to the man, the Omer, pisuk taimim is not the raisa. But glaichos to teach Torah b'schar, you're not allowed. Mani b'chinam, afatem b'chinam, a Gemara nadarim. The Rambam paskins this Gemara, but the Rambam paskins that minayin, that let's say you can't find anyone to teach you b'chinam, and the only person available to teach you is going to do it b'schar, so then do it b'schar anyways. Frek the pun of a jirav, but you're being over lifnei iver. This guy's not supposed to be teaching you b'schar. He's supposed to be doing it b'chinam. When you go and you're teaching him, the mechila. So, this Yid is not supposed to be teaching you b'schar. He's supposed to be teaching you b'chinam. And you're being machshel him in the avera of teaching b'schar. So the Panavish Rav said, Amayra de Kazach. He said, a Yid is supposed to teach you b'chinam. It's not teach you b'chinam. It's teach you b'chinam. You're paying him. If you're not going to pay him, what is he going to do? Not teach you. That also is not what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to teach you b'chinam. The choice now is he's for sure not going to be doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's either not going to teach you, or not teach you b'chinam. Either way, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. You're not doing with Neiver to the Nakuda what he's supposed to do. You might as well pay him, and then he'll not be teaching you b'chinam al yaday teach you b'schar, as opposed to not teaching you b'chinam as not teaching you at all. Either way, he's not teaching you b'chinam. Interesting idea.
It's like a seder.
No. It's that there's no lifnei iver because whether you're going to pay him or not, he's not going to be doing anyways what he's supposed to be doing. Either. So why shouldn't...
You said
Valtasa. That's not a factor. Yeah, I hear. Vaisnes, that's not a factor. I hear. It's a horror.
You're supposed to learn.
Yeah, hold it. So that's what he meant. Okay, good time. There's a Gemara, one second. There's another Gemara. There's a Gemara, like Samoid al Dam Reyecha. And the Gemara says, if you see someone drowning, or you see someone that his life is in danger, you're supposed to save him. Frek the Gemara, why do you, in Sanhedrin the Fine Gimel, why do you need a special pasuk that you have to save someone's life if you see him drowning? L'chayra, you have to save him because of Ashavas Aveda. The Gemara says, Mefurish, in Sanhedrin there and in Baba Metzia, that the same way you have to return an Aveda of a chetetz of somebody, you have to also return him his guf. So l'chayra, you mechuyev to save someone's life, midine Hashavas Aveda, why do you need a bazundir adin of leisamid al dam reyecha? The Gemara answers, the chiddush is that al Hashavas Aveda, you wouldn't have to spend extra money and be matriach, just if it goes l'chinam. Leisamid al dam reyecha is mechayev even to be exert yourself and spend money, and grad the nechlechu apoiskim, do you get the money back if he so has? And also fascinating, Knecha the Minchas Chinuch. Once Leisamid al-Dam Reyech is mchadish, that you have to spend even money, then Kehayoyim, if you chose not to, you're over also HaShavas Aveda. HaShavas Aveda wouldn't have been mchayiv that, but now it is. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, an interesting kasha. And he has a shayla like this. If you see someone that wants to commit suicide, a ma'abed atzmei ladas, are you mchayiv to save him as Leisamid al-Dam Reyech? Now, the scenario of Ma'abed Atzmei Ladas can be in various Eifanim. Let me just explain. It could either be you see someone about to jump, and you go to prevent him from jumping off the roof. Or he already jumped into the raging waters and wants to drown, and you're coming now after he did the Maisa to try to save him. Or he already took the poison, and you're trying to find him the antidote, that thingy. Or Stam, you see someone, Reuven is being roided after Shimon to kill him, and Shimon screams, don't try to save me, don't try to save me. Again, I just threw you four. There are more Eifanim of where it could be that you're getting involved in someone who Be'etzim is not caring about his life. Now again, Frektim and Cheschinich, are you Mechoyev Asli Samen Al Dam Reyecha? So he says, I'm worried the Kechidish. He says, Al Sashavas Aveda, you wouldn't be Mechoyev. Because there's no Hashavas Aveda if a guy was Ma'abed Chafot, a guy's throwing his Chafotzim out. So who then, if a guy's jumping off the roof, or jumped off the roof, or is choosing to jump off the roof, you're not Mechoyev Al Sashavas Aveda. Are you mechuyev as leisamen al dam reyecha? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Amoreh deKechidush, no. Why? I don't know, but he has a right from the Gemara. The Gemara asked, why do I need leisamen al dam reyecha? Tepeklei al sashavas aveda. What did the Gemara answer? Nafkimina to spend money. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, why didn't the Gemara answer, you need leisamen al dam reyecha for a guy that committed suicide, that did it negligently, and al Hashavas Aveda, then he's not Mechoyev because he was Mafkir himself. But Aslai Samen Adam Reyecha, you have to save him. Shmami Noah says the Minchas Chinuch. Aslai Samen Adam Reyecha, you also don't have to save him. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe brings this Minchas Chinuch and he's stark choylik. Mama Shapella, he says it's Avada not true. Avada, Avad Atzmei Ladas. Fakert. Asa Shavas Aveda, you also have to save him. Hashavas Aveda also is only limited to Lagabi Chafotzin. Lagabi his life. I mean, he answers the kash, it's the other way. You don't need Leisamen Adam Reyecha. Avad Hashavas Aveda also would be Mechayev to save him. Rav Moshe goes a step further. He brings another chiddush from Rav Shlomo Kluger. We know by Hashavas Aveda, there's a din of Zokin ve'ena lefi kvayda. Whatever the scenario is, in a Zokin ve'ena lefi kvayda, there's no chiyev Hashavas Aveda. Clarus of Shlomo Kluger, if you see a guy drowning, and whatever the situation is, it's Zokin ve'ena lefi kvayda, you Mechayev. So he says, no. Why? I don't know. But he has a ride from a Gemara. The Gemara asks, why do I need Leisamen al dam reyecha? Typically, Asa Shavas Aveda. Why doesn't the Gemara answer in a case of Zokin ve'en lefi kvoida? Then Asa Shavas Aveda, you don't have to. But Leisamen al dam reyecha says you have to. Once again, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva argues punkfaket. He says, let me tell you something. He says about Zokin ve'en lefi kvoida. You have to know what Zokin is and what kvoida is and what thing is. But you should know one thing. Even by money, even by a chayfetz, the level of Zokin ve'ena lefi kvayda is all relative to what the thing is. If it's something very expensive or very drastic or very important, that this Zokin, even he would be mavater on his covet for himself for that kind of an item, then Avada has to do it for the other guy also. For your life? Avada Zokin would never be nimna lefi kvayda for himself, and therefore there's never a chance that the Zokin ve'ena lefi kvayda would be a limit in Hashavas Aveda. Oibazai Avada from the Minchas Chinuch and Shlomo Kluger. Not only is there like Simon al dam reyecha on suicide and on Zokin ve'en lefi kvoida, even Hashavas Aveda is mechayev those things. Another ride that Achrayim bring is this famous Gemara in Saita about a chassid shaita, that he sees an isha taivas in the mayim, but he doesn't want to save, he doesn't want to touch the isha. So he's called a chassid shaita. So effectively, Chem, the other Achrayim asks, he's a chassid shaita, he's a Russian, he's being over the law of Berat, or not. Maybe there's such a musig in chassid shaita for such a cheshvin. Well, happen another sugya, Orla. The first 3 years of the tree is Arla. The Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, Rabbeinu Bechaya, all write that it's a teviyistika thing, that Arla, the first 3 years of the tree, the fruit is not so gishmak, it's not so, helpful, it doesn't have so much nutrients, and it's still not, all kind of hasbeirim, tiviyim, that it's not a dover, toiv, healthy, bechlap. Frek the chasam soifer in Shufa. There's a Gemara that describes, and it's a Mishnah actually in Demai, the Gemara handles it, if a guy is selling fruits, and Misiach Lefetum, he says, this is very good quality, it's Arla, it's Azeka, which means something else, it's Olka. So, you don't have to be Choshesh, it's Arla. He only said, it's not Arla, he only said it because he wants to promote his produce. What do you mean? If Arla is a bad thing, why would the guy be saying it's Arla? They say to Fakir, that the guy is trying to be Meshabeach. So there's a few ways out. One of them is that it's interesting. The guy over there is saying it's Arla v'Azeka. Azeka is a different thing that he worked very hard on it. They want to say it's one thing, not two things. He was saying, even though it's Arla, which usually is not so good, but these are very good anyways because of Azeka. Chap like that. Or they want to say maybe the first 2 years is no good. The third year is already good. Different. I found him how to get out of that shiloh. Now, there's an interesting maisa with Rabbi Kreger. What?
If Arla and Azeka, why would you think that it's
Arla? No, the guy was... He was no. He was trying to say that in spite of the fact that it's Arla, but it's very good quality anyways because of Azeka. What? No, because a guy... No, because the guy wants to mamish be a Oyber Chacham. It's called double reverse psychology. To stam say Azeka, he didn't want to say. He wanted to show you how... He made up a bluff that it's not Arla. He's saying it's Arla, and it's all part of his PR scam.
It's not Arla.
It's really 6 years old. Now, he's saying it's... He really wants to show how straight he is. It's Arla, and really, he's not so good, but I'm telling you anyways, it's all part of the scam. Really, it's not Arla. First days. Goyi Shekar. Now, like this, it was a nice aura. There's a maisa with Rabbi Kivi Eger and the Chabina Rav. It goes like this. Rabbi Kivi Eger and Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Brachis in Simon Reish Chavav, Claire is a Shaila. There's a halacha you're supposed to make a Birchas Ilonois in Chodesh Nisan. Do you make a Birchas Ilonois on Paris of Arla? Well, no, you can only make a Birchas Ilonois on a tree that it's already not Arla. Rabbi Kivi Eger is Mesupik. He doesn't say, he's Mesupik. The Chabina Rav asks, and he never understood, he said, L'choretz ha'mafurash ha'gemara. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that a person has to be Mitzayan on his fields, if his field has Orla or Revai, or it's a Beis HaKvaros. The Gemara goes through a whole bunch of different things in his field that he has to put a simen with different color paint to know what's going on there. And the Gemara of the Teichat Varam says, why do you have to make a sign in your field that the fruits are Orla? It's your field. You know what it is. A ganet that's going to steal? Halitayu l'rosh v'yomis, let him be nichshol. Why is there any reason why you have to put a sign to know that it's Arla? Frek the Chabina Rav, what do you mean? If the din is that you're not allowed to do birchas ilonis on Arla, you have to put up an Arla sign there, so people shouldn't be nichshol in bracha levatola in the bracha of birchas ilonis. Elamai shmamina, that you are allowed to make birchas ilonis on Arla.
Really can't.
Frek, what?
You can't. That's why you have to put up with it.
No, but the Gemara didn't say that.
Oh.
What did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered it was Shemitah. And during Shemitah, they can come in. It's not a Geneva, it's Shemitah. Now, the MS is, what the Chabina Rav was asking is, why did the Gemara have to answer Shemitah? Just say, every year, it's Berachas Ilonis. And he was Matameya all the years. Why Rabbi Kivega wasn't Machriya from here? But he said, he doesn't know. He has charot. He wrote in the Sefer, Rabbi Mechriya, Rabbi Kveger. He says, Mechriya, Rabbi Kveger, Rabbi Kveger. He knows this part. So I'm just thinking, maybe Shemitah is once every 7 years, but it's a whole year once every 7 years. Berachas Ilonis is every year, but it's only a month. Shemitah is a better teretz. Meaning, who then could have said Berachas Ilonis? Berachas Ilonis is only Chodesh Nisan. Shemitah is a ganza Shemitah. One last sugya. Mipnei seva tokum v'hadarta pnei zokein. There's a machlokes rishonim whether seva is a 70-year-old or a 69-year-old entering his 70th year. And zokein means zesha kana chachma, or does seva, the chinuch says, seva means a Talmud Chacham, and zaken means an old person, but then the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, zaken is 60 years old, or maybe even 59 years old. So it's a question of, when you have to stand up for someone who's not a Talmud Chacham, what age is it from? Somewhere between 59 and 70. So if you're on the bus or you're in the street and someone's walking by and like you're not sure exactly, so you're supposed to ask him, Rabbi, how old are you, all right? So you won't know if you have to stand up. The Birkei Yosef handles the Shaila. He says, interesting chiddush. He says, the Chayodim actually, the Chayodim is handling the Shaila. He says, there's Roy ben Chazaka. There's a Chazaka that he's not old. He started off not old. And also Roy, but I don't know what he means by Roy. Roy of the Oilam is not Zaken, but yeah, but when we're clearing if you have to stand up for someone who you're not sure is Zaken, it doesn't include the 10-year-olds, right? I don't know when it starts, but there's a certain shlav when it starts. It's like, Lamashal, you have a shayla, which busser is kosher, which busser is straight, and one store sells much more, but you don't take into cheshbon the store that's selling also toys. That's not going into the Beis HaSafik. Or if you don't know if a tinek that was born in a city that has 80% black-skinned goyim and 20% white-skinned yidden, and a baby is born black or white. I mean, you have to know what's considered the tzad the HaSafik. I was once in a gas station, and it said, if you're above 40, you don't have to bring proof of how old you are to buy the cigarettes. Yeah? If you're above 40, then you don't have to... where's the cutoff line that it's going to be b'chlal negei at the handle, roiv and chazaka? Okay, good. Shmei.